This Gardens for Everybody podcast will focus on hardening of seedlings to get them ready to go outside.
Hey, it's great to have another podcast going, and we're very lucky we have Helen with us today. Last time we went on seed starting and we had a plant, and so I guess we need to know, well, we've got our plant growing. Helen, what is the next step?
The next step is hardening off, and it's necessary. It entails where you're putting your plants out to acclimatize them after being in a nice, cushy environment,
right,
to not so cushy and forgiving. And you need to get the plant adjusted to sunlight and the UV because they affect your plant. Dry it and kill it really fast if
right.
you try to plant it directly into the garden without that step. And it takes about 2 weeks. The other thing is to consider in our climate is our last frost date, which usually in Ottawa is around the 10th of May. Then they're saying, you know, things are getting not assured, but pretty close that you won't have a hard killing frost for your plants. So then you start bringing them out an hour each day, preferably starting on a cloudy day, a sheltered area. And then the next day, you bring them back in.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, the same routine. And then you start, after a couple of days, putting them out longer. And all this while, try to find a more shaded area. At some point, then you're going to be putting them in to direct sunlight. I personally put mine in an area where I have a frame that I have built over it, because they're getting direct sun at that point.
Yeah.
And so you want them over a week, they're going to come in every night. It's mm-hmm. too cold. Outside temperature has to be considered, has to be at least 15 degrees so overnight
right.
and above 15 during the day. You want a consistent temperature so you don't have, if it's going to go down below 15, you're going to have to bring them in. And it takes about 2 weeks, the whole process of hardening them off. Eventually, I leave them out in the daytime for their first full day after around day six. And then they come in at night still. But I cover a frame with 6 mil greenhouse plastic, and I put a shade cloth over top of that to protect them. That's 50% shade. And so mm-hmm. it gives them some protection against the direct sun.
So if we're in a shaded garden, we wouldn't necessarily need that shade cloth.
No, but you still have to get them used to getting that sun. We put them out into the food bank garden. It's direct sun. So they're going to have to get used to that type of intense sunlight and UV.
Okay, so that sounds good. So basically, it's just gradually letting the plant get used to the outdoors environment with mm-hmm. wind, increased sunlight, some more temperature fluctuation perhaps than they've had inside. And then that'll get them stronger so that when we do plant them out, they're mm-hmm. going to survive. If we planted them straight out, what would happen?
Some of them might not make it. They would struggle with the temperature. And there's also importance as your
right.
soil temperature, because it takes a while for the soil to heat up. There's also the wind. Remember, we put the fan on
yes.
when we started them
yeah.
to get them used to strengthening them. But when you're putting them outside and all of a sudden the wind is blustering at 30 miles
yeah.
per hour, those plants are not getting protected anymore.
Okay, that sounds good. So we don't need lots of equipment to do this. It's just
no.
moving them back in and out and getting them gradually adjusted to that outdoor and taking about 2 weeks to do it.
Yeah.
Now, today we also have Marianne with us, and she may have a slightly different take on the whole hardening off. So, Marianne, tell me a little bit about what you do.
I'm really lazy, and if a couple plants die, I'm okay with that. Just to start off with, I'm a harsh hardener off person. I bring the plants from the growing area and initially put them underneath my raised deck by the house wall. And I don't bring them in unless it's going to go below plus 3 at night, in which case I take them from the side of the house under the deck and bring them in. But if it's going to be above plus 3, I leave them out. And then after a week of being under the deck, I put them against the west fence so that the rising sun will touch them. And they stay there. And if we get another chilly night where it's going, in my case, between plus 10 and below, then I just put a blanket over them and don't worry about them. But I am the other extreme, really tough on plants.
And so I guess what I'm hearing is there's always more than one way to do anything. It's not a rigid, hard science, and plants can adapt to different things. But regardless, they do need some period of adaptation to the outdoors from being inside. And not because they necessarily won't survive without it at all, but because they're going to get stronger and have a better chance to survive if we gradually adapt them to being outside.
Oh, yes.
We're agreed on that?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Great. We
She's
have general
mean.
Agreement.
After pampering my plants for 12 weeks, I am not going to be that cruel.
So it's a personal choice, pampering versus tough love.
Thank you. Oh, my God, Marianne.